Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball action tonight. Milwaukee is scoreless in the fourth inning. I'll give you the updated score. Excuse me, fifth inning now, top of the fifth. Milwaukee and Colorado scoreless in Mile High City. The Cubs lead the Cardinals 6-3 in the sixth inning. If the Cardinals lose tonight and Milwaukee wins, those two teams will be in a tie for the American League, excuse me, the National League Central title. Come down to the very last day of the season between St. Louis and Milwaukee. Both know they're in the playoffs. Both want to avoid that one-game play-in against the Nationals in the wild card game. The team on top gets to take a little bit of a break. So some pretty important stuff going down these last couple of days, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes that is the MLB postseason. Here to talk about it with us is one of my favorite guys from the MLB Network. He'll be part of a special MLB Tonight postseason special tomorrow at 9 p.m. And you know, the MLB Network's got two ALDS games that they'll be exclusively airing on the MLB Network. Former Oriole Bill Ripken joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Billy Rip, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jody Mack. How are you, sir?
Good. My pleasure. First question, how good do you think your chances are to win an Emmy this year?
Probably not so good. And there's a big old field out there.
If you don't,
like taking the field against everybody else, I don't know. The stuff that we put together, Harold's in our building, Al's in our building, they've all been nominated before. So when you look at what goes on around the world, it's pretty impressive. I was happy to get one, and if one's all it's going to be, that's all that matters.
Well, I think you got a shot this year. And if you don't win, feel free to go ahead and blame my daughter, Maddie, who works on all the Emmy stuff at the MLB Network. And she says you're one of the most fun guys to work with, and she will be putting together your best reel this year to give you the best shot. And if she screws it up, just blame it on her, okay?
That's what if I got an out, I got an out, I'll take it.
Bill Ripken from the MLB Network, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Bill, I mentioned a couple times now, all five teams in both leagues, we know the 10 teams that are in. How huge is it between the Cardinals and Milwaukee to win that division to be able to skip that wild card game?
Oh, I think it's large. And it might be larger for Milwaukee. We were kicking this around today. I was on with Fran for 3 hours, 4 to 7. And in the meeting, it's funny because Milwaukee and Tampa and Houston and maybe Oakland, not Houston, Oakland, they might have won the most games down the stretch. And yet every one of those teams going into the playoffs is going to be considered as the underdog, you know, whoever they play. And I just look at Milwaukee, you know, the Christian Yelich thing when he went down and how they rebounded, that's one of those things that, you know, Jody, you can't put a pulse on that. You can't put a finger on that. It's amazing. But I look at Milwaukee as a team that needs that home field thing. If Washington can secure theirs, it's certainly good, but I think they're built differently, and I think they can go on the road. I just don't know. I think Milwaukee needs to win that division for them to make that push. For them to do that stuff that they did last year with their mix and match, bullpen this, bullpen that, I think they might need a couple little extra days to try to regroup and reset everything.
How much credit does Council get for what he's done there in Milwaukee? Lose the MVP last year's, potentially again this year, and actually play better ball without him. How much credit you give the manager?
Well, it's pretty large. And I think what it is it, you know, the manager didn't panic. And I think when you talk about managing in the game today, I don't think it's any different than it used to be back in the day. How do you handle your 25 guys? And over the course of the year, how do you handle the 35 guys that go out there and play for you? And Council seems to have a pretty good pulse on that. And the rest of the team's going to react how the manager does. If the manager goes out there and gets chucked in the first or second inning, there's probably a good chance that one of the other players is going to get chucked with them or a little bit later in the game because you kind of follow the behavior. So Council rolls in a certain way. He doesn't get too over the top. Every now and then he'll go out there and lose his mind when he's dealing with an umpire. But for the most part, I think he's even keeled. I think the club takes on that personality a little bit, and there was no panic when they lost Christian Yelich.
I know Washington's going wild card, but like you said, they've been playing very well here late in the season. And people say because they've got the three big studs at the top of their rotation, nobody wants to see them in a series after you get past the wild card game. But let me ask you about the wild card game first. Who are you putting out there on the mound? We know Scherzer's had great seasons, but he hasn't been at his best of late coming back from an injury. Does he go out just because he is Max Scherzer, or does Davey Martinez look elsewhere?
Well, I was kind of playing that game today, too, with Fran, and I said, you know what? I would love to have been that fly on the wall in that conversation. I'll guarantee Max Scherzer probably initiated the conversation. And then when Mad Max started going, hey, Davey, I'm pitching that wild card game, and I was thinking, okay, I'll play Davey for a while. Max, do you really want it? Yes, I do. And I said, okay, well, here's a ball on my desk, and I'd throw it to him. I'd say, you got it. I understand that I think the easier out right here for Davey would be Strasburg, because he's been hot. Corbin through today. Had a few issues against Cleveland. But I think if Davey Martinez in that situation and Max comes to me and says, you know, I need that ball, I want that ball, I'm going to throw it to him. And I'm not looking, if I'm Davey, to be this little piggyback start or anything cute. I'm throwing him the ball and saying, oh, and by the way, I expect seven innings out of you. And if you give me eight, I'll take those two.
All right, so if it's Scherzer and Flaherty in the wild card game, pitching advantage goes to?
Wow. I could take the easy way out and say Flaherty because he's throwing the ball better, but there's something about Mad Max I'm not betting against. So I would look at it, and then we could play the home. I don't even think it matters in the home game scenario. I just think Max is that kind of guy. When we all play the game, and you've probably played it as well, I'm sure you have, who do you want in one game? Well, a couple years ago, I don't think it was any question I'd take Bumgarner over the lot if
right.
I wanted a one-game guy to go out there in playoffs and pitch. But Mad Max would have always been in that conversation, and I don't think he's done anything for me to remove him from that conversation yet. So I'm going to go slight advantage Nationals. Max, and probably because I think the lineup that the Nationals throw out there could give Flaherty a little bit more trouble than the lineup that the Cards are going to throw out there on Max.
The Yankees and the Twins are already set. I know that the Yankees have owned the Twins in the postseason. They beat them 10 straight times the last 10 times they've met. But it's been a couple of years, whole new Twins team, new manager, mostly new players. How much does the fact that the Yankees have with some of the players that have been there for previous series, but not many on the Yankee side either, that the Yankees have won their last 10 games against Minnesota. How much of an advantage is that for New York?
Well, I think New York has the advantage because they've got some horsepower that maybe Minnesota doesn't. Now, on the flip side of that, I don't think anybody on the Twins team cares about what has happened in the past. I think there was a 3 or 4 game series semi-recently up in Minnesota where the Yankees went in there and it looked like football scores on a nightly basis. I don't think the Twins have, you know, Yankee-itis. I don't believe there's anything to that. If that matchup goes in the Yankees' favor, I think it's simply going to be because of that bullpen that the New York Yankees are going to be able to throw out these, you know, arms that are throwing 97, 98, 99 and up are going to be too much for Minnesota. But I don't think the Twins have Yankee-itis, and the Bomba Squad, they're just brash enough with some of their attitude that they're bringing out there. If you go back to when Cleveland closed the gap in Minnesota and tied them, I think we were all ready for Minnesota to go away because here comes the Tribe. And then they picked up the pace and they actually separated themselves again. So they showed me a lot in that series. They showed me something in the New York series. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
All right, last thing. Billy Ripken's got a vote. AL Cy Young, which of the two Astros you giving it to?
I think right now I have the slight edge on Verlander. I haven't really dove in there. You took the easier one for me because I think you were going. I thought you were going National League for a minute or AL MVP. But I like Verlander. It seems a shame that Cole could lose it, But it also looks like, if let's just put it this way, if Verlander and Cole finish 1-2, which they're supposed
to. They're going to, yes.
Okay, well, if Houston doesn't do some damage in the postseason, then it might be a little bit of a disappointment. So they have a lot of bullseyes on their back in this postseason because clearly, in my opinion, that's the team to beat out of all of them, both leagues. And when you throw those two guys out there, and if they can line up and throw games one and games two, and you're staring at an 0-2 deficit, and then, oh, by the way, you got to face a three-starter in Zach Greinke, you know, good luck to you. But I like Verlander to win that award.
All right, fair enough. Last thing, if there's pressure on the Astros, as you just stated, because they've got the two Cy Young top two candidates, they're supposed to win. There's pressure on the Yankees because, well, they're the Yankees, and they're supposed to win every year. There's pressure on the Dodgers because they've gone a couple years in a row, and they haven't won yet. Who's the only team that doesn't have that kind of pressure who might be able to just slide in under the radar?
I think all of them have pressure once they get in there because I don't like the they're playing with house money theme. There's something about this crazy notion that I have that the Nationals can get through a wild card game and go out there and push the Dodgers to every bit of limit as they have and possibly beat them. And I just like with Rendon and Soto in the 3-4 spot. Turner's back healthy. Eaton's up there at the top of the order. Zim's come back and got a few knocks. And the pitching staff, yes, the bullpen issues kind of worry me a little bit, but there's something about the Nationals this year that have not got through a postseason series yet with a W. There's something about that squad and Strasburg throwing the way he is, and if Corbin can pick it up, Max wins. There's something about that team that I like.
All right, 2019, all the demos you did in studio this year, did you get hit in the bean again this year?
No, I didn't. John Chase, you know what he blamed that on? He blamed that on he was teaching the kids a life lesson and good habits in the yard, and he told me that he was doing mulch with the boys.
Okay.
And what we were doing was a demo on how J.D. Martinez can take the ball on the inner part of the plate and hit a homer to right center. So Casey being a left-hand hitter, we certainly flip it. We look in the mirror. So the very first one he said, when he started going, man, I'm stiff. I don't know if I can do this. And I said, okay, Casey, hit the first ball in the third base dugout. So I threw the first ball middle away-ish. He was late on it hitting the dugout. And I go, okay, now we can go to work. The very next pitch, I throw it inner third. He hits a line drive right off my lip. And the reaction on him was priceless, which was funny. But he blamed it on doing too much mulch with the kids, and he was too stiff to be loose.
Oh, that's funny. It was a great shot. And hopefully you get another one that you can put on that Emmy reel. My daughter's going to get you an Emmy this year. I promise you, brother.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
We're working on it. Billy, always a pleasure. Thanks for hopping on board. We'll be watching all throughout the playoffs. Thanks, bud.
All right, Jody Mac.
He's got a special MLB Tonight postseason special coming up tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on the MLB Network, and they will be airing two exclusive American League Division Championship Series games on MLB Network coming up next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.